Alice Blaine.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planets, Thursday, the 29th of November. The sun is in Sagittarius, ruled by Jupiter, and planets are saying...
Try anyway.
The planets...
More assorted.
And...
If despite any planetary temptation, you can keep the emphasis on the parts that could work out brilliantly, presuming a modicum of common sense, good manners, and civilized conduct is employed, rather than cataloging the potential things that could misfire or not come down in the manner in which you'd plan to become accustomed, you should be able to capably finesse any momentary lapses in confidence or assurance. Plus, even if your feelings are wavering and this indecision is giving you a touch of mal de mer, assuming you're the type of person that prefers doing something once correctly, curb your desire to override your instincts to just get it over with. Your reluctance is coming from somewhere, and it might be intelligent to investigate further. Finally, although you may have very good compelling reasons, such as past experience, history, signed contracts, to believe that your analysis or methods are superior to anything currently being recommended, keep in mind that at this juncture, everyone else has equally good, compelling reasons to believe that their analysis or methods are superior to anything that is currently being recommended.
Oh, of course. Okay, signs particularly affected by these assorted planets.
Sagittarius, Capricorn, Cancer, Virgo.
Anyone's birthday, 29th of November.
These planets are squealing or benevolently dictating that you, remember the Love Boat theme? Set a course for adventure, put your mind on a new romance, and otherwise take a crack at it, whatever it may be. Apologies for the annoying song. And if this entails fundamental shifts or changes in the program, well, what could be better? And who could be more qualified to affect them?
Yeah, tomorrow, Daily Planets.